ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria of ShareCare Radio. Every month I'll host a healthy aging segment. Today I'm happy to welcome back David Buer, an Atlanta-based personal trainer who not only works with celebrities and world-class athletes, but has also created a specialized free program exclusively for ShareCare users called Transform You. I also happen to know from his Instagram that he has quite a few older clients who are doing really amazing things at all ages. David, welcome back.
Wonderful to be here, Dr. Daria.
Thank you. So let's get right in. What are the physical benefits of continuing to exercise as you age? And are there mental benefits as well?
Well, we may not have discovered the fountain of youth, but this is pretty much the closest thing to it, right? Everything from mood enhancement to prevention and management of various health conditions and diseases, improving muscle loss, preventing muscle loss, mm-hmm. immune system function, combating things like heart disease, combating things like diabetes and arthritis, blood pressure and cholesterol. It really gives us that full gamut. It's our ultimate weapon. And as far as mental health goes, it improves cognitive function. It improves memory. It improves confidence, right? So it's really got the whole spectrum for us as far as improving our overall quality of life.
So if there's a downside to aging, it's that exercise can make that better, whatever those downsides are.
It definitely can help combat it or slow down the process. Mm-hmm. You know, I always have the philosophy with my clients, you should get better with age. And the thing is, it's finding the right things to incorporate within your lifestyle, within your workouts, within your training, mm-hmm. In order to do so.
So that's my next question. Great segue. What kind of exercises do people need to be doing as they're aging? Do they need to modify their workout, or what do you suggest?
Well, I mean, the basis of it stays pretty simple. It's incorporating larger muscle groups so that you're burning more calories in less time, utilizing things like strengthening your foundation, which is your legs, improving the strength of your posterior chain, which helps support our posture and everything we do in life. So our upper back, our lower back, our glutes, our hamstrings, our core, that's the foundation for everything and all movement that we incorporate or engage in on a daily basis.
Okay, so working on that core to prevent injury as well.
Yeah, prevent injury and again improve overall body function.
So what are some low impact forms of cardio you like to have your clients do?
Well, there's nothing more simple than walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walking is phenomenal. Biking, swimming. One of my favorite ones is the rower, the indoor rower.
That is so hard. Such a good workout.
It is challenging, right? But no piece of equipment incorporates more large muscle groups than the rower. And allows you to burn the most calories in the least amount of time.
Okay. And how long do you want people to be working out on each of those? 20 to 30 minutes? Or do you like more high intensity with a break?
I like to vary those things. You know, days that more of a recovery day where you can go for longer segments on any of those pieces of equipment or just a recovery walk, and then incorporate interval training on, you know, either swimming or biking on a recumbent bike or even an indoor rowing.
Yeah, and I know that you're really a fan of kind of not only interval training, but mixing it up. I remember you were talking about a client of yours who's a runner, and I think they said a marathoner, but they do many other things in addition to just running.
Absolutely. Keeping your body guessing and doing the things necessary to help your body improve, get stronger, get better. And all of us are different. So identifying what our weaknesses are and strengthening those elements, not shying away from them. Because normally, the thing is, whatever we're not so great at, we tend to shy away from, as opposed to really addressing those issues, because we're only as strong as our weakest link.
That's really a great point. So for that, what are some tips for safely strength training as you age that you suggest and give your clients?
Well, again, less is more. Focus on quality, not quantity. You don't want to do too much volume. You want to be smart about it. Again, focusing on your posterior chain, incorporating large muscle group type activities like squats, incorporating some planks, incorporating some rows to, again, focus on that posterior chain and keep your body functioning correctly so it improves your overall quality of life.
And you're a big fan of quality over quantity, right?
Absolutely.
I remember I came to your gym that day and you said I was not doing my squats correctly at all. So you say position is really important, really focusing
position,
on how you're doing
execution,
it.
Position, absolutely. Body awareness, alignment is key. Focusing on making sure that you're getting in and out of those positions correctly in order to get the maximum benefits out of those exercises and avoid that unnecessary wear and tear on your body.
Okay. That's a really great point. I'm still doing those exercises and working on them.
Excellent.
Can older adults be endurance athletes?
Absolutely. You know, as you just talked about, you know, my clients, one of them is 78 years old and is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the first runner to run a sub-7-minute mile over the age of 70. She also holds powerlifting world records. And we're going for another 2,000-meter indoor rowing record. So your body can do anything that you want it to do if you're willing to put forth the effort and do the things necessary. If you're going to take care of your body, it'll take care of you.
That's really true. Putting forth the effort, mixing it up, and doing it correctly.
Absolutely.
I know you mentioned a lot about isometric. Is that kind of one of the ways that you like to have your older clients work out with isometric exercises?
It's a way that I like to have all of my clients. It's something I incorporate within the training, focusing on strengthening the body in the weakest positions, yet at the same time avoiding impact and having them focus on exerting as much energy and force and effort while in that position to help strengthen it at that weakest point so that the rest of the range of motion is a little bit more safer and easier and much more strength developed from it.
Okay, it's great to know. Now, what about some of the most common injuries that you see in older adults and how to, you know, some steps to prevent those?
Well, I mean, you know, studies show that most older adults, one of the biggest factors is falls, you know, fractures associated with that. So it's loss of balance. And when it comes to losing balance, it's often associated with stability and imbalances within the muscle, whether it's a weakness in certain muscles or tightness in other muscles that affect our range of motion that cause us to get off balance and causes us to slip and fall and injure ourselves. So that's a big element. So focusing on exercises that are going to be corrective as far as range of motion and flexibility and stretching, but also strengthening, addressing those weakest points that are on our body to help balance our body and improve its overall strength. But also, you know, we talked about that wear and tear, and one of the most common things that, you know, I come across is those knee injuries and those back injuries, and a lot of that has to do with improper mechanics and positioning during exercises while in the gym, but also those common wear and tear type things outside of the gym, because we put forth a lot more repetitions, perform a lot more repetitions outside of the gym than we do in the gym during our everyday regular activities. So it's about being conscious of the way we get in and out of the car, you know, up and down, you know, a set of stairs, in and out of a chair. All of those things are key. So being focused on position and form, even during those simple things, is key.
Really just being aware of your body at all
always,
times.
Always, always.
Really quickly, in our last minute, you know, what's the optimal amount of time for an older adult to exercise, and how many times a week?
Well, staying active daily is something that everybody should incorporate. And at least 60 minutes is great. So if you can fit in a walk daily, that's wonderful. If you can incorporate strength training 2 to 3 times a week, you're really going to be making a dent and making some serious progress. And then incorporating a cardio element, an aerobic or anaerobic element, 2 to 3 days a week as well, is really going to help you, you know, get over the top and really maximize your body's potential.
Throw in some flexibility as well?
Absolutely. Again, focusing on corrective elements, improving those areas that are too tight and can prevent you from getting in and out of positions or correctly and effectively and safely.
All right. So David, thank you very much. This has been so helpful. Really helpful for all ages to know what they need to be doing. I think the key lessons are mix it up. Pay attention to what you're doing. Really focus on your body, not just when you're in the gym, but when you're outside of
mechanics,
the gym.
Mechanics in and out of the gym, yes.
Just being aware of that. And remember, quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Always
and
a pleasure.
And we look
to be
forward
here.
To having you on the show again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.